بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين لقيام يوم الدين. إن شاء الله today we are going to discuss a little bit some of the things which we need to observe in the ziyarat. Like many times nowadays, alhamdulillah, thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a lot of caravans are going to ziyarat of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam and ziyarat of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, our imams in Iraq and imams in Iran and imams in Saudi and Bibi Zainab in Sham. So alhamdulillah, there are so many places of ziyarat. So today we are going to just talk a little bit about certain things we need to observe in the ziyarat. So first of all, ziyarat is like visiting, like you visit somebody, zara yazuru ziyara. So ziyara means visiting. And in our tradition, in our system, in our Islamic system, when we say ziyara, it means specifically visiting those great ones who have either been martyred or died, like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the infallibles alayhi salatu wasalam, the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, the martyrs alayhi salatu wasalam, and ziyaratul qubur, the beloved ones who have left this world, as they're visiting the graveyard and the cemetery. So this is a kind of like what we mean by ziyarat. And not necessarily you can visit living people also in this system. For example, I mentioned like visiting the 12th Imam Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. So basically this is initially the meaning of ziyarat. So now imagine the first thing we need to observe. There are three things regarding Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, regarding the infallibles alayhi salatu wasalam, and regarding zuwar. Regarding Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, we need to, number one, understand that when we are visiting Imam Hussein alayhi salam or visiting any of the infallibles alayhi salam, we are visiting a representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is clear. Like many people, they say we visit, we worship them. No, it's not worship. People, they're out of their mind, because if they really come with the Shias who are performing the things rightly, they will know that this is not worshipping our infallibles alayhi salatu wasalam. This is just like paying some kind of respect to them, trying to communicate. So ziyara means going there. Like if you want to visit somebody, pay him respect, you will go and pay him respect. That's why in ziyara you pay respect. Number two, appreciation. You want to thank somebody personally, you will go to his house, you'll thank him. So ziyarat means thanking, and we appreciate our infallibles alayhi salatu wasalam for all what they have done for us, either for the general, like for Islam and the wilayat of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, the sacrifices they have given, we greatly are thankful to them. And specific things like when we do ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then ask our imams to help us, and this is not shirk as well. We mentioned in our certain lectures they are available on Awaited One Foundation. So there's a difference between dua is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but asking help, you can ask help to from a doctor, you can ask help from the auto shop, from a friend, from father, from son. You can ask. Nobody said you cannot ask, but putting them in the mind that the main helper is Allah and these are the causes. So our infallibles alayhi salatu wasalam are our helpers. So if I go and ask them something, I'm visiting them and they are not dead, ashhadu annaka tasma'u al-kalam, I bear witness that you are listening to me, wa taruddu salam, and responding to my salam. So I understand that they are living. I understand that they are living. So if they are living and they are alive, then they can hear my words. They can hear my words and they can help me as well. So we are not seeking help from somebody who cannot help. We are not seeking help from an idol or something which is blocked. No, we are seeking help from somebody who is living and is able to help me. How? At least you can do is ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do dua. Can the mayyit ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? Yes. Whoever says he cannot, then he's ignorant about the Islamic concept about the ruh and the spirit after the death. So the ruh can ask, especially if it's a martyr, then they have a special position in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the bottom line is that they can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if I do dua to Allah and then ask my imam, as I'm asking anybody to help me, but I'm seeing that this imam can help me more than anybody else, so that's why I'm asking for the imam help. So ziyarat number one, again, it is what? It is paying respect to their great rank which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed them and chose for them. Ziyarat number two is appreciating them for all the great things they did. Ziyarat number three is going there and asking their help to help us. Like Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salatu wasalam, it's mentioned in the Quran also. The beggar comes and he asked for help. Help me, I need food. Fatima al-Zahra did not say, that's shirk, that's bid'ah, that's kufr. No. She gave food and she gave them some food. Somebody comes to you and asks you for help, You tell them, no, I'm not going to give you money. Go and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go and seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help. You're doing shirk. Nobody does that. This is craziness. If you do that, it's craziness. So basically, you can ask help from people who can help you. And if they help you, or you approach to them, after putting in the mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made these people cause of us for our help. And why Allah helps us through them? To create a bond. To create a connection. And why this bond and connection? In order so that we can learn from them. This bridge will become a source, a link that the knowledge is passed. I learn from them because when I know they help me, I'll become more closer to them. Of course, maybe this is not the optimum way to create a bond, but many times it starts from them. So they are now bestowers of favor upon me. Now I'll communicate with them more and more. The more I communicate, the more I get knowledge from them, the more I get spiritual energy from them, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has embedded inside them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to reach to Him, but He wants us to reach to Him properly. See, this is the main philosophical point, because many people, they worship Allah and they consider Allah as leg, Allah as a hand, Allah as this, Allah as that. This is wrong. This is not right. Why? Because they chose people to take them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who are not qualified, who did not know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly. So that's why when we go to Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu, when Allah wants us to go to Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu and know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Ahlul Bayt, that means He's putting us qualified people who knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to tell us how they knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how we can unify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, proper unification or proper unity, a proper tawheed. The oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on the contrary, those people who say we are shirk, mushrik by approaching Ahlul Bayt, they are crazy. Why? Because they don't know that when we go to Ahlul Bayt, they teach us how to be pure monotheistic. Look at Imam Ali alayhi salatu min Nahj al-Balagha, the concept of unity, the concept of tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None of the Muslims after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never ever was able to present the concept of tawheed in a nice, unique way, the way Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam kept it after the Holy Quran and after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, these are the things that Allah wants us to connect with them, communicate with them, relate with them, create a bridge, so the knowledge which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stored in them, the spirituality which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stored in them, comes to us through creating the channel. So now we know that ziyarat aims to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end. The end of the road, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By communicating with these people, we know how to communicate with Allah. We become thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all His blessings. So therefore, ziyarat is all about paying respect, appreciation, and going there and seeking help from our imams alayhi salatu wasalam, because they are the doors of generosity. They did not die, they are living, they are martyrs. So they help people in their life, they also help people after that. It is their history. They never ever closed their doors on the people who came and seeked help from them. They were there, they were always there. Look at the door of Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha. Look at Imam Ali, who was titled solver of problems, halal al-mashakil. Anybody has problem, even Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Sahabas, they had problems, they will say, Ya Ali, adrikni. Oh Ali, help us. And they will say, if it was not for Ali, we would have been doomed. We would have been perished. These are famous companions, they say these kind of words. And nobody said, oh, this is kufr, this is shirk. So bottom line is, let's come back to our point, ziyarat. Ziyarat is a very spiritual thing. Now you will see the riwayat, they say a lot of things about the ziyarat. So first of all, if you get to ziyarat, you need to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is number one. When we go to ziyarat, how to relate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fulfill your wajibat, fulfill your obligations, stay away from haram. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with a blessing. Very rarely people, they get this blessing. How many people from around the world, followers of Ahlul Bayt, who love Ahlul Bayt, they get to go to ziyarat of our Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam? Very few. People, their circumstances. People, they don't get visa. People, they don't get leave from the world. People, they don't get circumstances, family, children, sickness, disease. All these kind of things, they prevent them. And you are the one who are visiting Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. What a unique opportunity for you. It's like when you go to the Hajj, the same thing. I mean, what a unique opportunity. You say, God, who am I? I do not deserve this kind of blessings and bounties you have bestowed upon me. But I am really thankful to you for allowing me to visit my infallibles, alayhimus salatu wasalam, to visit my authorities, to visit my imams, to visit those who bestow favors upon me. See how you create bond of appreciation and thankfulness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is number one. Number two, regarding the infallibles, alayhimus salatu wasalam. So when you go to visit imams, you see so many ahadith about the thawab of visiting Imam Hussein, the thawab of visiting Imam Ridha alayhi salam, the thawab and the rewards and blessings. All these blessings, this magnanimous or this magnum and this gigantic or humongous or enormous, this blessing, you look into the riwayat of the reward. All they say. So, like everybody gets it? Not everybody gets it. Not everybody gets it. You look into the riwayat, they say this word, Man zara al-Husayn alayhi salam, arifan bihaqqihi. This arifan bihaqqi, just keep it in your mind. This is the key to all those thawab. If you don't have this arifan bihaqqi, you just visited the imam, alhamdulillah, imam will thank you, imam will appreciate, that's a kind thing. But you will not get that optimum, gigantic rewards, gigantic spirituality, gigantic like a cleanness of sins. Those kind of things, you will not get it. You will not get it. What is this arifan bihaqqi? I don't want to say knowledge. Knowledge, there's a difference between knowledge and ma'rifah. Ma'rifah is like understanding our imam from inside our heart. Knowledge, you know that it's imam. Like people of Kufa, they knew that he was imam. They gave the pledge of allegiance also. But they did not have this ma'rifah. This arifan bihaqqihi. This arifan bihaqqi is very important. So therefore, the arifan bihaqqi, this beyond the knowledge, that like the feeling from inside your heart. I have explained this about ma'rifah. You can also refer to the lectures of ma'rifah, because this is not the station to go into details about ma'rifah. But if you want to know, look into the details of the lectures of ma'rifah. What is the difference between ma'rifah and knowledge? So there is a difference. Ma'rifah is after the knowledge, like deep inside your heart, you feel this boom, 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 like heart beating. Like if somebody falls in love or something like that, and like a cupid has hit his heart, and he feels that kind of connection with his fiance or with his wife or something like that, that kind of deep relation, like everything becomes like your life becomes her life or his life or whatsoever. This kind of thing is called ma'rifah. You can have ma'rifah of this lady, like so much interaction internally, externally, all this kind of deep connection. This is what ma'rifah is. If you don't have this kind of deep connection, you don't have ma'rifah. And one of the results of the ma'rifah, to know you have ma'rifah or not, see, do you obey or not? Are you worshipper or committed person or no? You drink alcohol. You drink alcohol, you go visit Imam Hussein. You commit fornication, you go visit Imam Hussein. You flirt and chat and all those kind of wrong things with the ladies and the boys, and then you go to visit Imam Hussein. That is not arifan bihaqqi. Because they ask the Imam, what is arifan haqqi? What is the ma'rifat of his haqq? He says, annahu imamun muftaradu ta'a. That you let that be in your sight, in your heart, in your knowledge. That knowledge needs to be quoted with this concept, that he is my imam, which I am obligated towards obeying him. Obedience to him is obligation, obligatory on me. So this is imamun muftarad, farida, wajib, ta'a, obedience. So it is obligation on me to obey him. That means you will not go visiting him and disobeying him. See? I mean, people are not infallible. They will fall into mistakes here and there. But what we are talking about is continuous disobedience, insisting on a sin. If you are a follower of Ahlul Bayt, you should not be insisting on a sin. You need to quit. You need to snap out of it, zap out of that sin. But if you zapped out of it, snapped out of it, got out of it, and future, subhanAllah, shaitan came and messed up with you, you fall into it again, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are not talking about infallibility here. We are talking about the trying to be the best you can in regards to obedience of Imam alayhi salam, obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obedience to Allah. Because obeying the Imam is obeying to the Messenger of Allah. Obeying the Messenger of Allah is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is like imamun muftaradu ta'a. Of course, the ma'rifah is deep topic. You have to have this kind of love, passion, compassionate connection, relation with Allah and with the Rasulullah and with the Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. So this kind of ma'rifah is very important. So whenever a person goes to ziyarah, he needs to clean himself in a way that he becomes like an obedient person. And he goes there, he tries his best to obey him in every single moment. While he's traveling, while he's coming down, while he's flying, while he's in this crowd, he does not do backbiting, he does not do humiliation to somebody, he does not, like, there's sometimes when you go with the caravans, we see weird stuff from the people. We realize that this is not ma'rifah. People, they come there and they do backbiting. Backbiting openly in the hotel when they're sitting. Some of the crazy people, they go inside the haram and do backbiting. Come on, Ali. You do haram things in your land, in your back home. Okay, that's not good. But now you come in front of your imam and you are disobeying your imam in front of him and in his house. Like as you visit somebody, you visit a president or somebody, and then you start breaking things in his house. What will happen? It's going to be a very embarrassing situation. It's indecent totally. You go into visit somebody's house and you start messing up with these things and breaking windows, breaking this. It's the same thing. Worse than that. So basically, number one, a person needs to have ma'rifat. Visiting the imam with ma'rifat, knowing that I have to obey him. He's my master. He's my leader. He's my authority. Number two, he needs to observe the etiquettes of this ziyarat. When you visit imam, you're visiting him in his house. So be careful not to mess up in that house. Committing sin outside of the haram is worse. Inside is much worse. Disobeying Allah is always worse. It's not we can say, okay, you can commit sins outside, but inside, no, don't commit. No. Outside, don't commit. Inside, it's worse. It's worse. Don't you ever think of even committing sins inside the haram of Imam Hussein or Imam Ali alayhi wasallam. These are all imams. How can you be so down and go there and disrespect them in front of their souls and spirits? Right? So Imam's ruh is there. You are communicating with Imam's ruh. This brings us to another point. Whenever we go to the ziyarat, what happens? We have this something which is called ibn al-dukhul, permission to enter. You say, yani, I seek permission, O God, from you, from your messenger, from the angels surrounding this shrine. And ya Imam, O my master, I seek permission. Now it is like you are not there reciting like a parent. Adkhulu ya Rasulullah, adkhulu ya kada, adkhulu. No. You have to understand the meaning of it. You have to understand that, oh my master, I am here to visit you. I am here to visit you and I am asking your permission. So allow me to enter. Allow me to enter your shrine, this noble place. This is very important, permission. Because whenever you go to somebody's house, you knock the door, you don't barge in. You know, it's unethical. So from the etiquette is you seek the permission. Now every day you go, you don't have to seek every day the long, lengthy permission. If you are in rush, in hurry, you can mention the short permission, like just inside your heart, oh my master, should I come in? I need your permission to enter inside your shrine. So in that case, you have done number one. Now, one of the ways to find out that the imam give you permission or not, that if the tears come out or your eyes get wet, that means imam is telling you, welcome, welcome. That means from heart to heart, your heart has been touched by the permission of imam. This is what is mentioned, that if you feel that your tears are coming out or your eyes are wet, that means imam is telling you, come in my servant, or come in my beloved one, come in my Shia, come in my follower, come in. So this is like a welcoming sign. If the tears, try your best when you recite the Idhna Dukhul with emotion, with that kind of connection with Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. That's number two. So number one, you feel that imam is the muftaradu ta'ah. Number two, you seek the permission from your heart. That's why it's very important to know the meanings of all these things which are mentioned, the ziyarat. Number three, connection with the imam. When you go inside, there are several things people they do, they're wrong. Like people, they push people just to kiss the grill of the imam. First of all, imam is not in that wooden case which you see inside the grill. The graves are in basement. Imam Ali alayhi salam, Imam Hussain alayhi salam, Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam. So basically, this is just a case. If you go to YouTube and just look at the visiting of Benazir Bhutto, the previous president of Pakistan who was killed by the extremes. So if you look into, she went to the ziyarat of all the infallibles alayhi salatu wasalam, because she called herself, I mean, she was Shia by genealogy, and inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot make any comments on that. But anyhow, so she was follower of Ahlul Bayt, so she went to ziyarat of Imams alayhi salatu wasalam. So they took her down into the real graves of Imam Hussein and Abul Fadl al-Abbas. Abul Fadl al-Abbas, when she and her husband, they were both were taken down, it was broadcasted on the TV and everywhere. So there was water, like water was running beside the grave. So basically, what I'm trying to say is the grave is inside. So if you cannot find the grave, kiss the ground, because under the ground there's a grave. The grave is like all the shrine is covered. You don't have to bother people and hurt people and just kiss the ground. Yes, that's a focal point, like Hajar al-Aswad, like a black stone in the Holy Kaaba. But if you don't have, if it's too crowded, and especially in the makhsusi days, like special days of ziyarat, if you don't find some room or time, don't cram on other people and stampede on their old people. Behave. This is the house of imam. Everybody will get its treat. So therefore, it is indecent in front of imam. You start hitting the visitors of imam and ramming the visitors of imam. It's indecent, totally indecent. So therefore, observe. Like you want to talk to imam, go more spiritually. Like close your eyes and communicate with your imam. I mean, from heart to heart, from soul to soul, You'll find more taste in that. You'll find more taste in that, more beauty in that. And then what will happen? Automatically you'll see some kind of room happens and just go and magnet yourself on the shrine, on the grill of the grave. Just try to communicate. Even in Mecca, I said, tell the youth and everybody, try to behave yourself. Don't see you are of energy, you start bullying on those old people. And sometimes the old people, they bully. I cannot say the youth, they bully only. So anyhow, don't bully on anyone else. Now your youth or old or whosoever it is. You are there for the love, to love Imam. These are all guests of the Imam like you, and maybe these are much better than you, so don't think that you deserve kissing the grill of the Imam more better than them. No, don't, that will be egoistic thing. So no, I paid like $3,000, $5,000, I'm going to wait, you have given that money to communicate with the Imam, and that's what you are doing. Ziyarat, love, communicate heart to heart, soul to soul. That's very important. We need to understand this kind of philosophy or concept, that you are there to create a bond, not to break the bond by doing things which are indecent. So that is number one. I know one of my friends, he was just like standing in the shrine of Imam Ridha alayhi salam, and he was just communicating from heart to heart, from soul to soul. And then he said, oh master, I want like from face to face, like I want to touch my face to a grill, like I want to, but it's too crowded. It's just like that. And then this guy comes, and he has been seeing, watching this guy. He's been standing for a while, just waiting beside to see some room happen. So he said, you want to? He said, if it's possible. He said, yeah, it's possible. Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah. And he kept everybody away, and a passage was made for him. So it's just like Imam makes the way for you to communicate with them and touch his grill. But main thing is your heart, and observe the sanctity of the house of the Imam. These are houses of the Imams, the graves of the Imams, shrines of the Imams are houses of the Imams alayhi salam. So that's why our Maraja, they say that if a woman, she's in period, it's like masajid, she cannot enter. Therefore, if ladies, they want to have these pills which stop the period, and then they can go inside, it's okay. But otherwise, they will have to wait for that period to end. So therefore, it is very important for the person to observe the sanctity, the mosque nature, the house of the Imam, that kind of nature. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considers that some of the houses are like the mosque, like the Qibla, like the house of Prophet Musa and Harun alayhi salatu wasalam was made like a Qibla. So therefore, these our Imams alayhi salam, their houses are made like the sacred place and sanctuary. So this, it's very important. Another thing about the ziyarat, many times people they go and they take that book of ziyarat, and like some of the youth, they have this Mafatih al-Jinan, this thing, and they want to finish it, like somebody's going to give them certificate. Yay, I am done, I finished Mafatih al-Jinan, I finished all the ziyarat which are inside, and I downloaded all the ziyarat on the Imam's shrine. This is a little bit too much. If you ask these people how much connection you made with the Imam, how much was heart to heart, how much was soul to soul, he will say, I don't know, I mean, I just recited, I just wanted to finish it. The people, they're so like, they just want to finish the book of ziyarat entirely. The main thing is of ziyarat is visiting, communication. If you recite the whole thing like parrot, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum, then done, and you just go out and then do shopping and all those kind of things. This is not a ziyarat. I'm sorry. This is not a ziyarat. You did not communicate. You did not say salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah al-Hussein from your heart. This salam, that peace be upon you. My salutations on you, O Master, O Aba Abdullah al-Hussein. This kind of thing did not come out from you in ziyarat. So we should not be reciting this ziyarat. No. Our Imams, they narrate these ziyarat in the books. So recite them. But if you have an option to take this book of ziyarat and recite this lengthy ziyarat, okay, one option, which is good, do it, but do it with meaning, do it with understanding, do it with connection from heart to heart. Just don't do it like you are parroting, or you are just like you have something to take care of, and you're downloading, like downloading the stuff from the house. Oh, I'm done. Don't do it like that. That's what I'm saying. Do it properly. Do it in a nice way. Recite it with meanings. That's why it's advisable, if you're not an Arab, take the books which has the meanings of the ziyarat. It's very important to understand the meanings. Number one. Number two, if you have an option to either recite this lengthy ziyarat and just to stay there and sit on some place, close your eyes. Look at the grill between closing and opening. Saturate your eye with the grill of Imam Hussein, which is the resemblance like Hajar al-Aswad, like the grave is down, but this is like the sitting room of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu, the living room of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So if you just communicate with your heart, talk to him like you talk to the beloved one. Oh Imam, what will happen? Oh Imam, these problems are happening on the world, these atrocities are happening, this fitna is everywhere, fitna of Dajjal is there, temptations are there, all these kind of wrong things are happening, and nakedness and songs and music, and oh Imam, help me to become strong follower of yours. These kind of like communicate communicate with your heart. If you have problems, seek help from your heart. Oh Master, like for example, it is said, like I was one day visiting Hazrat Abbas, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure be upon him. So what I was doing, I was reciting this as usual, long ziyarah. Salamu alayka ya abul fadl al-Abbas, ya abul fadl al-Abbas, fulfill my hajat, ya abul fadl al-Abbas, fulfill. And here, while I was in the group, before in the time of Saddam, anatullah alayh, it was not segregated. Male and female were all together. So what happens, some lady comes, and old lady, she was like crying, grieving, and holding the Abu Fadl is Abu Fadl, laqab of Hazrat Abbas. Let me see Abu Fadl Abbas, ya Abu Fadl, ya Abu Fadl, I have this problem, help me, dakhilak, dakhilak. Yani, her words touched my heart, yani, in a way that I started to cry. I said, ya Abu Fadl Abbas, please help her, you know. So Abu Fadl Abbas, of course, is more generous. I mean, he's the door of the, but sometimes these rural area people, they come, they cannot read and write, they just from heart to heart, they download whatever is in their heart and they're not in their book. We go, we download whatever is in the book and the shrine. They come and they download whatever is there. When I say we, like most of us who know how to read and write, or most ziyaratish guy, bookish and all those kind of thing, we go. So we download all what's in the book of ziyarat there. Alhamdulillah, we are done. Like now, Hazrat Abbas is going to give a certificate. You are done. Certificate of completing the course of ziyarat. This is not what ziyarat means. This lady comes, she doesn't know how to read and write. She's just like from the heart downloads everything to the Abu Fadl Abbas. And I was still there doing my ziyarat. And then she comes after 5-10 minutes. Same spot. Shukran lak ya Abu Fadl. Shukran lak. Thank you. I was there. Telling you, not a third person. No, first person. I was there and I saw this in front of my eye. I said, she's the same lady. So far she came, dakhilak ya Abu Fadl, shukran lak, thank you so much, thank you so much. Yani, oh my goodness, ya Allah, just 5-10 minutes and everything was done. And we are here for hajat. Sometimes we visit Abu Fadl Abbas 10-15 years regularly and our hajat are not there. So what's the problem? I mean, because we are not communicating with the heart. It needs to be coming out, your hajat. You need to know that he can help you. He's the helper appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Helper of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu salam. Helper of followers of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu salam. Helpers of all those who love Imam Hussein. Abu Fadl al-Abbas is there. Bab al-Hawaj, the door of the Hajar. Allah has made. That means you are seeking the one of the doors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no shirk in it. And you're seeking help and not dua. There was a guy, it's mentioned that the king of Persia, he came to visit Imam Ali alayhi salam, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu salam. So he was making his round and he saw that there was a blind guy. Yeah, Amir al-Mu'mineen, give me sight. Which Amir al-Mu'mineen can, if Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Prophet Jesus alayhi salam can give sight, Amir al-Mu'mineen can give, but he's dead. Well, he's not dead, his body is dead, his soul, his essence is living. So he can perform miracles even with the ruh, like Prophet Isa alayhi salam. These people of Amr, they don't need this body. They are living with their spiritual body as they are living with their physical body. So the least thing Imam Ali can ask Allah, ya Allah, give him sight. So he's got, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, help me, give me sight. And every day, he said, how many years you have been doing this? He said, it has been long time, like 6-7 years or seven, something, a big number. So this king says that you are hypocrite, you don't deserve to be here beside Imam Ali. If you are asking for 8-10 years, he has not given you your sight, that means you are a hypocrite. You need to be died here. I'll kill you here. I'm going to take one round around the dharih of Imam Ali, okay, around the will of Imam Ali. When I complete one round, if I see you are still blind, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to behead you. You are munafiq, you are a hypocrite. The kings, you know, they're not that much, but sometimes the love, they have different ways of expressing their love to the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. So Sharia, no Sharia. So this person, he started crying like hell, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, please help me. And the death is now, the sword is going to be on his shoulder. And once the king completes his round, the guy starts to see. He starts to see. And there's so many karamat, so many miracles that happen in front of the shrine of Imam Ali alayhi salam, in front of the shrine of Imam Hussein. And these are places where the miracles happen like crazy. So this guy, because he said, now you see, for years you have been, but you did not have faith that Imam Ali can help you. You just heard. But now when your death came to you, your faith came. So this is what even you need to communicate with Ahlul Bayt. Communicate from heart to heart. Don't become classical like that guy who was asking, ya Imam Ali, give me, ya Imam Ali. Just let the heart explode, not like terrorists. Let the heart explode like infajiru bil buka, yani explode with the tears and eyes. Just like you have come here, you are not going to go there unless you get what you want. This is my master. I need you, my master. I desperately need you. I have so many problems. I have come to you. Please help me. You are helping Abu Bakr, you are helping Umar, you are helping the companions, you are halal al-mashakil, solver of the problem. I'm your follower. Yeah, I'm not a good follower. I'm trying to be a good follower. I'm not a perfect follower. But help me, Master. You are the helper. Allah has appointed you for us on the earth. help us. And look how Imam Ali cannot. If you come back and you have not been helped, or you are not satisfied that there is some better thing going on in your life with whatever you are in, then that means your faith has problems. So anyhow, inshallah, we are going to continue in part 2. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give all the followers of Ahlul Bayt the success to visit Imam Hussein, visit our Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the ziyarat of all those who visit Imam Hussein and visit our infallibles alayhi salatu wasalam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us the ziyarat of our infallibles again and again and again. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Even I just wanted to mention, since we mentioned about the communication of the heart, like visiting ziyarat Ashura. When you visit ziyarat Ashura, make 3 ziyarats of Ashura in this haram of Imam Hussein and let it come out with the masaib of Imam Hussein. We need to talk more about it. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.